Hi, this is a dictation podcast with Stephen Richardson Jr. Stephen Richardson Jr. Date of service as a new patient is 12/12/2024. Date of birth is 8/18/1992. Date of accident 11/20/2024. Patient Stephen Richardson Jr. is here for a new patient visit. Chief complaint is severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, right ankle, right wrist, and the right leg. Severe pain. In addition, patient was also involved in another accident in 2015 as a pedestrian when he was hit by a car. The case was settled, most of the symptoms were gone and settled down. He also has a history of severe headaches occupying the whole head, especially the right temple, off and on, in the chief complaints. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling in a lift car with the three more friends. And the accident happened on 11/20/2024 at 8 p.m. Two of the occupiers went to the emergency room and were treated. One apparently went for surgery at Oakwood Hospital. The lift driver, they do not know the whereabouts. Stephen Richardson was traveling as a rear passenger on the right with his family members in a truck and were collided by a car in a T-bone driver's side. In West Detroit, Chicago, and Trinity streets. Patient report that they were going on northbound Chicago and he was not paying attention for the accident and do not know how the accident happened. However, a police report was filed and patient has been asked to bring the report and pictures of the car, of both the cars. It appears the other driver was driving a stolen vehicle in a high-speed chase by the police and hit their driver's side in a T-bone fashion, more towards the backside, leading to possibly totaling of the car, but they are not sure. He did go to the emergency room in Corwell at Oakwood and in Dearborn and was discharged after 4 hours with no MRI or X-rays or CT scan done. He was not wearing a seat belt at the time of accident. The airbags deployed. And there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches, which are mostly occupying right temple and back of the head, sometimes front. He's a constant sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light, no association with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. There is no associated TBI symptoms, denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any nausea and vomiting, spots in the vision, loss of vision fluid or blood vision. Patient denies any taste problem or smell problem or TMJ problem. He does complain of weakness, lightheadedness. He complains of numbness and tingling of the right leg and difficulty walking, but denies any saddle and seizure, anxiety, depression, or panic. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a continuous pain of a moderate intensity. Neck pain is 8. And it's not radiating down to the upper extremities. Pain in the right shoulder is 7. upper mid back is 8, lower back pain is 9. He does report shooting pain daily 1 to 2 hours on the right leg front, up to the knee only, in L3-4 nerve distribution. And patient reports of pain in the right wrist and difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on the right side with mild motor weakness. Right knee pain is 10 and right ankle pain is 10. The patient is walking with slight antalgic gait and limping. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, having sharp, heavy, fearful. Pain intensity is 7 to 10. The patient ADLR affected 10. Modified factor for the pain, the investigations. The past treatment, system reviews, past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship, employment status, disability, and legal and the personal histories from the template, including our ADLs. The vital signs of this patient is 139 over 107 is the blood pressure, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 98. And the patient is ...32-year-old African-American black male who is alert-oriented, operative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing and colonic. His height is 5'8", and the weight is 165. He is walking with the limping in the due to the pain in the right leg. The patient is cooperative, conscious, sitting reasonably comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases. He doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. This patient is able to is walking independently, but with severe pain in the in his right leg. Yes, so the exam comes from the tablet. Including neurological examination, musculature examination, which are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination. The patient has a normal curvature and alignment on inspection, no scars. Palpation reveals no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal. There is no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness. There is a tenderness of the vertebral spine at the level of L5-S1 and bilateral SI joint. Rest of the spine is non-tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm, not none. Hypertonicity, none. Trigger points, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 20. The manuals to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine are negative for Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lerma test, and distraction test. The thoracic spine, glute stress, and slump stress are negative as well. and the lumbar spine produces the cranial test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Camp test is positive. Cross leg rest. Cross leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Double switch line is negative. SI joint. The pivot test is positive bilaterally. Transfer test is positive bilaterally. However, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test negative, the transverse sign is negative, the extremities examination. Except for the right shoulder, right wrist, right knee and right ankle, the left side extremities, upper and lower, are completely normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals normally appearing shoulder with tenderness in the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon areas at attachment. A range is limited to 120 degrees on abduction and forward flexion. Motor power of the upper extremity is limited to 4 by 5. Passive motion is normal. On palpation, there are no tender points or any contusions, fractures. Special tests are conducted. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive for the right shoulder. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Examination of the right hand and wrist. On inspection palpation, the wrist appears to be slightly swollen and tender, but no deviation or muscle atrophy. No ulcer or wound fractures is noticed. Muscle weakness is noticed throughout the upper extremity on the right side, 4x5. Atrophy of the thenar prominence is noticed. Is not noticed. There is no atrophy of thenar prominence. The range of motion of all the wrist and hand is normal. Reflexes are normal. Grip is normal. Motor power 4x5. Sensations intact. Carpotunnel compression test is negative. Negative Kinnell sign, Phelan sign. Examination of the right knee reveals no. On inspection, no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there are general tenderness, especially to the patellar region with positive patellar apprehension test. Other than that, no crepitus grinding, popping noise. Flexion from full extension is normal at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact and non-tender. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative, McMorris, Steinman negative. Right ankle area is tender and both medial and lateral malleolus, but no fractures, no swelling. Range of motion of the right ankle and right foot is completely normal. All the toes are in complete normal range of motion. Patient is able to walk. It's like limping. Diagnosis. General is B89.2 XXT. Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41, F32.9. Nerves 79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the right wrist M25.531. Lower extremity pain in the right knee, M25.561. Pain in the right ankle, M25.571. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6. lumbar spine of 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5 XXA. SI spine, acrylic spine, and 54.6.1 and 46.1, sorry, and M54.17. Plan of care for Stephen Richardson is from the template treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week for the affected areas, including neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, right ankle, right wrist. Traction massage has been ordered, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. The patient is found disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. Medications. Patient is provided following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexible 7.5 milligram per times a day, muscle relaxation. Talon Norco 7.5, 1 pill a day, 7 tablets for pain relief. Elavil 50 milligram. And Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. DME was provided, left knee brace and a back brace is ordered for the patient. As well as knee brace and wrist brace. For further healing. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI and very imaging records, none are available. Intervention pain procedures, none are being recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker, none. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered. Patient will be seen for follow-up and then they will be ordered. Education is yes, weight loss program is not. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact yes. Special note, the patient wanted Percocet and we provided Norco 7.5. He wanted 10 milligram Percocet 2 times a day. And he decided to just not take any prescription. So the prescription is still in the chart. He was basically seeking drugs. And since there is a history is not complete and we don't have all the information from the police report and all, we are not sure if it was a genuine accident. Thank you. The discharge is being medical care termination is being sent to the patient.